I'd like to thank the choir for the anthem.
有一位非常著名的基督徒作家，名字叫做 F.B. Meyer.
There's a very famous Christian author. His name is F.B. Meyer.
他曾经写了一本书，书名叫做《基督徒生活中不可缺少的五件事》。
He once authored a book entitled Five Musts of the Christian Life.
这五件不可缺少的事，其中的第一件就是一个新的生命。
The first thing of the five musts in a Christian life is a new life or new birth.
当一个人信耶稣以后，重生了。得到一个新的生命，这是基督徒生活的开始。
After a person accepts Christ into his life, he becomes a new person. He experiences a new birth. That is the first must of a Christian life.
在四月六号复活节的时候，我们将要举行一次的受浸典礼。
On Easter Sunday, we will be conducting this year's first baptismal service.
为了帮助这些要受浸的弟兄姐妹，我们为他们预备了四次的基要真理班。
To help these new Christians who are about to get baptized, we had conducted a series of classes called the Basic Christianity Class.
在这几次聚会中，我们一再的强调，希望他们注意，一个信耶稣的人最要紧的、最基本的。就是要有一个新的生命。
In this series of classes, one thing which we emphasize more than anything else is that the fact that if you are a Christian, you must experience a new birth.
若不是重生，就不能见神的国。这是主耶稣说的。
Without being born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
我真盼望我们在座的每一位都有这个把握。我是真的信耶稣了，我真的重生了。
I hope everyone sitting in this room this morning would have the assurance that I've been born again, that I'm a true born again Christian.
第二件不可缺少的事就是奉献。
The second must of the Christian life is sacrifice.
大家还记得我们献堂典礼以后，我一连好几个礼拜跟大家提到这个奉献的真理。
I don't know if you still remember, right after the completion of our new sanctuary here, for several Sundays, I spoke about spiritual sacrifices.
一个真正信主耶稣的人，他一定会愿意把他自己交托给神。
A truly born-again Christian would be a person who is very willing to offer up himself to God.
这就是圣经上所说的，耶稣为我们死。我们为耶稣活。
This is what the Bible means when it says that Jesus died for us so that we can live for him.
第三件很要紧的事情，这个 Meyer 先生说，就是一个逐渐减少的自我。
The third must of the Christian life, according to F.B. Myers, is the decreasing of self.
这件事情很难明白的。
This third must is very difficult to understand.
什么叫做我自我逐渐的减少呢？
What does it mean to decrease ourselves?
当一个人信耶稣以后，他有了一个新的生命，可是那个新的生命在我们里面好像一个小种子渐渐的长大。
As a person accepts Christ into his life, he becomes a new creature, he is born again, and that new life is like a small seed just sprouted in his heart and begins to grow.
当一个人信耶稣以后，他的老自己并不是立刻就没有了。
After a person becomes a Christian, it doesn't mean that his old self is immediately gotten rid of.
自我越大，属灵的生命越小。让属灵的生命渐渐长大，就是自我渐渐的缩小。
The bigger the old self is, the smaller this new life will be.So as this new life, in order for this new life to grow and increase, the old self must decrease.
在圣经里面，施洗约翰曾经讲过这两句话，就是刚才江所说的。他说：“他必兴旺，我必衰微。”意思就是说，他增加，我减少。
If you recall John the Baptist paving the way for Jesus to come on the scene, once said that he must increase while I must decrease.
当一个这样增长的情形在改变之中，就是显明一个人在进步，在长进。
Very simply put, as this new life increases and the old self decreases, we call that spiritual growth.
第四件要紧的事情就是服侍主。
And the fourth must is service to the Lord.
我们在座有一些弟兄姐妹，你在教会的圣工上有机会服侍主。
Many of you, as members of this church, had the opportunity to help serve in this church.
无论你所参加的侍奉是明显的，是隐藏的，是人认为重要的，是人认为不重要的，你忠心，神都看见。
Regardless of what that service is, it may be visible, very visible, it may be hidden in the back, or it may be very important, or it may not seem very important, but every single act of service counts.
主耶稣说，人在小事情上忠心，他在大事情上也会忠心。
Jesus said that if you're faithful in little things, you will also be faithful in big things.
还有第五件很要紧的事情，就是讲到敬拜神的事情。
The last or the fifth must talks about worshiping, our worshiping of our God.
上个主日我们想到用心灵和诚实敬拜主。
Last Sunday we heard about how to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
我们每一个主日早晨都在这里敬拜主。
Every Sunday morning, we come into this room to worship God together.
今天早晨最要紧的事情，还不是听到，最要紧的事情是敬拜主。
I can tell you that the most important thing for this morning right now is not even this message, but it's us worshiping together.
在我们崇拜的前面有一段时间，唱诗祷告。这就是崇拜主。
Before we even hear the message every Sunday morning, we have hymn singing, we read scripture, we pray. All those items are part of our worship.
我们礼拜堂的情形，感谢主比较好，大多数的人是没有迟到。
Our church is relatively good. Most of the people are here on time.
可是有一些的人还是来的稍微晚一点。
But there's still a few latecomers.
来的晚一点的人呢，你就错过了这个敬拜的时间，很可惜。
And those of you who come in late, you have missed probably the most important part of our service, and that is the worship.
让我再一次提醒我们弟兄姐妹彼此勉励，我们主日早晨主要带着一个恭敬的心来崇拜主，这是最要紧。
Let me encourage you once again. Every Sunday morning, as you come in, come.With the heart and attitude of worship.
今天兄弟的讲题印在我们秩序表上，我是讲到基督和他的教会。
The title for the message this morning is found in your program, which is Christ and His Church.
我选了两节的经文，我们大家一同来看。
I have selected two verses. I'd like to ask you to turn to them with me.
以弗所书第一章第二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23。
以弗所第一章第二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23。
教会是他的身体，这句话非常要紧。
Starting at verse 22, and he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church.Which is his body, the fullness of him.
这一节圣经讲到，教会是耶稣基督的身体。
These two verses said, Christ is the church is the body of Christ.
我们再看哥罗西书，在后面一点啊。
Turn with me.
哥罗西书第一章第十八节。
Turn with me now to Colossians chapter 1, verse 18.
这一节圣经讲到。耶稣基督是教会全体之首。
This verse says, Jesus Christ is also head of the body, the church.
这一节圣经讲到耶稣基督是教会的头。
This verse says that Jesus is the head of this body, which is the church.
我们大家一同来念这个第十八节。
Let's read verse 18 together.
他也是教会全体之首。他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。 这个最后的一句话也是很要紧的。让耶稣基督在凡事上居首位。
Is also very important, so that Jesus Himself might come to have first place in everything.
我们近来在思想保罗所写的监狱书信。
Recently, we have been considering the epistles of Apostle Paul.
他是在监牢里面写这些书信的。
These epistles we've been studying are called the prison epistles because they were composed by Apostle Paul when he was in prison.
保罗忠心地传福音，可是他受苦，被关在监牢里。
Paul was very diligent in preaching the gospel, but he also spent much time in the prison.
监狱书信一共有四本。
There are four prison epistles.
以弗所书
Ephesians,
腓立比书
Philippians,
哥罗西书
Colossians,
腓利门书
and Philemon.
我们已经讲过了腓利门书和以弗所书。
We have talked about Philemon and also Ephesians.
今天呢？我们要讲这个哥罗西书。
This morning, I'd like to share with you from the book of Colossians.
我们知道以弗所、哥罗西，这都是城市的名字。
We know that Ephesus and Colossus are all names of cities.
这两个城呢，距离不太远，只有大概100公里。
These two cities were fairly close together, maybe separated by about 100 miles.
哥罗西城在东边，以弗所城在西边。
Ephesus was west.Of the city of Colossus.
保罗那个时候被关在遥远的罗马城的监牢里。
At that time, Paul was being imprisoned in Rome, which is very far away from both of these cities.
他很想念以弗所城教会中的弟兄姐妹，也想念哥罗西城里面弟兄的姐妹。
He missed the Christian brothers and sisters in both of these cities very much.
保罗就写了两封信给这两个教会。
So Paul wrote two letters, one to each of these two churches.
是同一个人写的，是同一个时间、同一个地点写的。
Written by the same author at approximately the same time at the same place.
你假如比较这两封书信，你会发现有很多的内容很相近的。
And so if you compare these two epistles, Ephesians and Colossians, you will see that the content were very similar.
有人说这两封书信就好像双胞胎呀，两个人一样的。
Christian theologian often said these two epistles are like twins from the same womb.
我们在里面可以找到很多类似的经文，比如说我以下要提到一些。
For example, we can find many similar verses.
在两卷的书信里面都提到要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
Both epistles talk much about forsaking our old self and allowing the new life to grow.
这里并不是讲到要把那个旧衣服补一补好看，完全脱掉，穿上完全新的。这是讲到一个彻底的新生命的改变。
Apostle Paul did not mean to fix up your old garment so you look a little bit better, but he is actually saying forsaking all of the old self so that everything can be new.
两卷书都提到信望爱。
Both epistles talk quite a bit about faith, hope, and love.
信是讲到我们对神有信心。
Faith talks about our relationship and our attitude toward God.
爱是讲到我们对人有爱心。
Love talks about our relationship with our fellow man.
盼望是讲到对将来的那个国度，啊，耶稣基督要做王的那个国度有盼望。
Hope talks about looking forward to the kingdom of God, which is to come.
两卷书里面也提到要彼此饶恕。要除去贪心。
Both books also talk about forgiving one another and not to be greedy.
也提到要爱惜光阴。
Also talk about treasuring our time.
提到饶恕是讲到人和人之间的关系。
Talking about forgiving one another, he talked about the relationships between people.
提到贪心是讲到我们人和事物和东西之间的关系。
Talking about greed, not to have greed.He's talking about the attitude we should have toward material things.
提到爱惜光阴是讲到一个人怎么样学习控制自己 self-control.
Talking about treasuring the time, he's talking about how to discipline ourselves.
让你的时间做一些最有价值、最有意义、最能够荣耀神的事。
So that you can use your time to the best of your ability to glorify God.
这两卷书信也都提到一个人的家庭生活。
Both of these epistles also talk about family relationships.
父之间的关系,
the relationship between husband and wife,
父母和子女之间的关系,
relationship between parent and children,
主人和佣人之间的关系,
relationship between masters and slaves.
这两卷书信也都提到我们基督徒日常生活当中应当常常感谢神。
Both of these epistles also emphasize the fact that every day in our life we need to have a thankful attitude, give thanks to the Lord.
这个常常感恩就是一个人喜乐的秘诀。
To give thanks often is the secret to having a happy life.
有些人吃饭的时候常常忧愁啊, 啊?
Many times, many of you, as you eat it with a very depressed attitude, and then whatever you eat causes ulcer.
这经上讲到要感恩，你吃饭以前呢，你真的试试看，不管那个菜好吃不好吃啊，你真的试试看，你感谢神呢，你得到一个喜乐的心啊，哎呀，你吃起来就好吃啊。
I'd like to challenge you that next time, regardless of how good the food is, give thanks to the Lord for what He has provided, and then partake of the food with a joyful heart. You can count on it. You'll get more nutrition from that.
有些人还没，哦，nutrition，more nutrition，哦。有些人吃饭的时候可能还没有做祷告。我鼓励你试试看，吃饭的时候做一个祷告。
Maybe many of you don't have the habit of giving thanks before you partake of a meal. I'd like to ask you to try that. Give thanks to the Lord for what He has provided.
一个人常常感恩呢，他要学习看一件事情的时候啊，多看光明的一面，少看那个阴暗的一面。
I believe if you often give thanks to God, regardless of your circumstances, then gradually you'll begin to see your circumstances with a much more optimistic outlook. You will look at the bright side of things instead of always focusing on the dark side of things.
一个人常常看事情啊，看那个不好的一面，他会忧愁，他失去喜乐，他发怨言。
If you often look at the dark side of things, then you will get depressed. As you get depressed, then you'll become negative.
圣经勉励我们要感恩，要喜乐，要看事情光明的一面。
The Bible teaches very clearly to give thanks, to rejoice, and to treasure our time, and to have a positive outlook.
这两卷书也都提到这个祷告的生活，告诉我们要恒切警醒祷告。
Both of these epistles also encourage us to pray, to pray without ceasing, and to pray continually.
祷告就是属灵征战那个得胜的秘诀。
I believe prayer is the secret to having a victorious Christian life.
我们生活在这个罪恶的世界里面，我们天天跟罪恶征战。
As a Christian, each one of us live in the sinful world, and so every day we're faced with challenges and attacks.
很多的时候我感觉到我属灵的力量弱的时候，就是缺少祷告。
And very often when I feel weak spiritually in defending myself, those are the times when I really lack prayers in my life.
一个最软弱的基督徒，当他跪下来祷告的时候，魔鬼看见了都发抖了。
I guarantee you that no matter how weak you are as a Christian, if you fall on your knees and begin to talk to your God, even Satan will begin to shudder.
刚才我问大家有没有做谢饭祷告。
A few moments ago, I asked you whether you pray, you give thanks before your meals.
我再问你，你有没有跪下来祷告？
The next question is, have you ever prayed on your knees?
我相信你们每一个人的卧房里多半都有地毯，要跪下来并不太难。I
know that,
但是有没有跪下来？
I know that probably all of you have carpeting in your bedrooms. Have you ever even kneeled down? It's not very uncomfortable.
这里讲到的祷告，重点呢，还不在乎啊对付别人的罪，乃是检查自己，对付我自己的罪。Also
in our prayer, the purpose is not to examine other people in our prayer, but is to examine and check ourselves.
内心的罪,
to examine the sins in our own hearts.
主耶稣的话提醒我们，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
The Bible often encourages to pray that we may not enter into temptation.
这两卷书有很多相同的地方，也有不同的地方。Now
these two epistles, Ephesians and Colossians, have many similarities, but also there are differences.
他们的重点不太一样。The
emphasis is a little bit different one book to the other.
我们刚才所念的两节圣经，在以弗所书里面，他说教会是
I believe this main difference is characterized by the two verses we read. The first one from Ephesians chapter 1, 23 says, the church is the body of Christ.
在哥罗西书里面讲到呢，从另外一个角度，他说基督是教会的头。
Now, Colossians takes a different perspective. Colossians says that Jesus is the head of the church.
以弗所书比较着重的是讲到教会的事情，而哥罗西书呢，所着重的是讲到基督，讲到这个身体的头。
You can say that the book of Ephesians focuses on the church itself. The book of Colossians focuses on the head of the church, Jesus himself.
圣经用这个比方讲到基督和教会是非常有意思的。
This analogy of the relationship between the church and Jesus is very, very meaningful.
没有一个人他说我不要头。
No one can say I can live without my head.
假如一个耶稣基督没有教会也是不行的。
On the other hand, the head cannot really live without the body.
耶稣基督没有教会就好像一个人只有头没有身体。
Jesus without his church would be like a head without a body.
在教会里面若是没有耶稣基督那也是不行的。
On the other hand, if a church has no Jesus, then that church cannot live either.
一个没有基督的教会啊。就好像一个人呢，他只有身体没有头啊。
This is really meaningful. A church without Christ is like a body without a head.
以弗所书里面所强调的真理是告诉我们，耶稣基督爱我们，好像一个人爱他的身体一样。
Ephesians talked about Jesus' love for his church just like a person loves his body.
我们读以弗所书得到很大的安慰，神爱我们。
So as we read Ephesians, we receive much comfort.We understand that Jesus loves us.
我们在读哥罗西书的时候，这里面重要的教训是讲到，我们教会应当尊敬耶稣基督，好像人身体尊敬头一样。
On the other hand, the book of Colossians teaches to respect and pay reverence to the head, which is over us.
读哥罗西书，我们要学习尊敬耶稣基督。
So as we study the book of Colossians, we need to learn to give reverence to the head.Who is over us.
我请大家再注意哥罗西一章十八节刚才所念的。
Let me call your attention to Colossians 1 chapter 18 again.
这里说要让耶稣基督在凡事上居首位。
So that Jesus himself might come to have first place in everything.
这里提到让耶稣基督居首位。
This verse talked about letting Christ to have first place in everything.
这里讲到敬畏神
talking about give respect, pay respect and give reverence to Jesus.
有些时候我在基督徒的家中看见挂一个牌子，耶稣基督是我家之主，我看见了得到很大的安慰。
Very often as I visit members' homes, I see a plaque on the wall which says that Jesus is the Lord and Master of this household.
为什么圣经里面提到这个让位呢？
Now why is it that this verse mentioned and implied that we should let Christ to have first place.
因为一个人在还没有信主以前，或者说这个人的灵命还很幼小的时候，他都是自己居首位。
Because before we became a Christian and as we're growing up, as we're in our younger days, we are our own masters.
圣经勉励我们要让位给耶稣基督。
And the Bible encourages us to let Christ reign in your life.
这个让位容易不容易？
Now to let, is it easy or not?
我坐在上面，我现在让位。
I sit on top, and I want to let go of my throne.
夫妻啊，在一些家庭的问题上，也会有一些意见不同的时候。
Now the relationship between husbands and wives, often produces disagreements.
假如两个人意见都相同啊，那就很容易了。可是意见不同怎么办呢
？Now if bothusband and wife agrees, then there's no problem. What if there's a disagreement between the husband and wife?
有一个太太，她很聪明，她跟她丈夫说。
One wife was very smart. She said to her husband,
她说啊，我们家里的问题是两个人的问题啊，有些时候要尊重你，有些时候要尊重我，要互相尊重。
She says, the problem in our family is a two people problem. Sometimes we go.Along with you, your idea, and sometimes we need to go along with our idea, my idea, and we need to respect each other's ideas.
这个丈夫说，说得很对呀。
The husband says, that sounds very good to me.
那你觉得我们应当怎么做呢？
He He asked her, how do you think we should carry this out?
她说很简单啊,
she said, it's very simple.
有些时候听我的, 有些时候听你的,
she said, sometimes listens to me, sometimes both of us listen to me, and sometimes listen to you.
我们两个人意见都相同就听你的, 不相同就听我的。
She said, it's very easy. Whenever we agree, then we listen to you. Whenever we disagree, then you listen to me.
两个人相同, 听你的不难啊, 就是不同的时候要听你的,
it's very easy to listen to another person when he agrees with you. But when you disagree, that's when it's hard to listen to the other person.
在一个家庭里面, 很多中, 尤其是东方的中国人啊, 这个男的啊, 很厉害, 他都是说我是一家之主。
Very often in a family, especially a Chinese or Oriental family, the male, the husband, tend to be very dominant. And that everything has to be consistent with his opinion.
请问在一个家庭里面, 让耶稣基督居首位对太太比较困难, 还是对丈夫比较困难?
Let me ask you, to submit ourselves under the rule of our head, Jesus Christ, would that be harder for the husband or for the wife to do?
可能很多的时候啊, 是太太比较容易, 丈夫比较难,
very
因为丈夫是做主的。
I think very often it's much easier for the wife. The husband often wants to be the head.
我再举一个例子,
let me give another example.
比如说在一个学校里面,
for example, in a school.
什么人最难让耶稣基督做主啊?
In a school, who is the person most likely not to be receptive to Jesus?
说不定就是那个校长,
probably the principal of the school.
因为是他做主嘛, 他要让别人做主。
Because he is in the position of authority, he is the head over that whole school, and it's very hard for him to yield that position of authority.
在一个公司里面，什么人最难让耶稣做主？ 可能就是那个董事长啊。
And in a company, the person most likely not to be receptive to yield would be the chairman of the board.
在教会里面，什么人最难让耶稣基督做主？ 可能就是那个牧师。How
about in the church? Most likely it's the pastor.
我感谢神呼召我服侍他，我实在觉得不配。I
really thank God that He called me into His ministry. I really don't believe I deserve it.
很多的时候，我觉得失败就是没有让耶稣基督居首。I
feel very often I fail because I fail to yield my authority to the Lord.
我盼望今天我们大家多想一点，耶稣是头是什么意思？I
hope this morning we would chip in our thoughts a little bit and see what it means for Christ to be the head of our church.
江和我都站在这里，你看看我们的头在哪里。
Both of us are standing up here. Let me ask you, where are our heads?
请问我的身体高还是我的头高？
Let me ask you, is my body above my head or is my head above my body?
当然是头高了。
Of course, the head is higher. The head is above the body.
这是讲到我生命中的主宰是谁，应当是耶稣基督。
The head implies who is the ultimate authority, who is above everything else.
他是应当被尊重的。
Jesus ought to be the head of the church. He needs to be respected.
我今天早上看见大家精神都很好，我知道昨天晚上你睡得不错。
I see every one of you here this morning seem to be in pretty good spirit. You probably had good rest last night.
我知道昨天晚上你睡觉的时候一定有一个枕头，有没有啊？
I knew that last night when you slept, you probably had a pillow.
哎呀，假如你没有枕头，那太可惜。
If you don't have a pillow, I feel sorry for you.
昨天晚上你枕头睡觉的时候，请问你的枕头是放在什么地方？
Let me ask you, last night when you slept, where did you put your pillow?
是放在脚底下还是放在头底下？
Did you put the pillow under your feet or under your head?
当然是放在头底下，头最要紧了嘛。
Of course, you put the pillow under your head because the head is the most important.
头是最要紧的，头也是不可缺少的。
Head is the most important part of our body. It is a necessary part of our bodies.
前几天我在一个地方看见一个人，哎呀，我吓了一跳，怎么他一条手，一只手没有的？
A few days ago, I saw a person, and I was very shocked because he didn't have his left arm.
我相信你们有些人也看见，有些时候一个人一条腿没有。And
I also believe you've probably seen someone without a leg before.
一个人他可能没有一条手，没有一只脚。 可是他绝对不能没有一个头，哪一个人看过一个人没有头的？
It is possible for a person to live without minus an arm or minus a leg or two legs, but no one of you, I believe, have ever seen a person without a head.
头是最要紧的。
Head is the most important part of the body.
教会里面不能没有头，没有耶稣基督。
The church cannot possibly survive without a head, the person of Jesus Christ.
头是全身体最重要的地方。
Head is obviously the most important part, the most important member of the body.
一个人上战场上去打仗的时候，他要戴一个头盔，那是最重要，要把头保护住。
When a soldier is fighting in the battlefield, he always wears a helmet to protect the most important part.
这个头啊，啊。呼吸啊，我的鼻子呼吸，这是在头，一个人不呼吸就死了。
For example, many things are very critical to the head. One is breathing. Without the head, it's impossible to breathe.
我要吃东西，要喝东西，也是从头啊，我不能用手来吃啊。
To eat, to drink, we need the head also.
我现在看你们，你们看我，这个眼睛也是在头上。
Right now, I'm looking at you, and you're looking at me.We also relying on our head.
我们在讲，你们在听，也都是头啊。
As we speak and you listen, you also need your head.
这个头是全身体的一个指挥的部分。
The head is the commander of various parts of our body.
神在创造人的时候，他也知道头最要紧，所以这个头的骨头啊，把这个人身上最重要的这个脑部给他很好的保护起来。
I believe when God created man, he was very thoughtful. He put a very strong skull to enclose the most important part of the body.
假如一个人的脑子出问题啊，这个身体不听指挥啊，就是瘫痪了、中风了，那个人好可怜啊。
Now you can see that if the brain goes out of control, cannot control the physical body, this is a very sad thing.
还有一件事情也是很要紧，就是这个头啊是代表整个人的。
Also another thing is that the head represents the entire body.
前不久有这个冬季的世运会。
Not long ago we just had this year's Winter Olympics.
啊，有些选手啊，他们都是非常高明的世界最杰出的人在那里竞赛。
Many of the athletes there were world famous athletes.
有一些的运动会啊，有这个球类的比赛。
Some of the events there involving games.
比方说网球啊、高尔夫球、篮球啊，各样球类的比赛。
And in Olympic, you'll see many type of ball games.
也有一些是这个足球、赛跑、跳高、跳远。
And there are also other games involving track and field events.
你发现这些运动员呢，若不是用手啊，就是用脚。
You notice that most of the athletes, either they use their arms or they use their legs.
我们中国话呀，提到这个运动选这个很杰出的，我们说选手就是手。有些人说啊，那个足球队的队员不能说选手，应该说选脚。
The Chinese phrase for athletes is very meaningful. It literally means selected hands or something like that. Is that right?
所以一个足球队的队员应该是选脚啊。
So a soccer player will be selected feet or something like that.
有些时候你在这个报纸上，你会看见那些伟大的运动员的他的照片登出来。
Very often you will see pictures of famous athletes in newspapers.
无论他是选手也好，是选脚也好，他的照片登出来的时候都是登头出来。
Regardless of whether he exceeds in his sport by using his hands or his feet, the picture is always the picture of his head.
哎呀，假如你说你把那个很有名的篮球队员的手登出来，大家都不认识是谁呀、
啊、？Now, if you would publicize a very famous basketball player by printing a picture of his hands, no one would recognize who that is.
这个头是整个身体的代表。
So the head represents the entire body.
我们在门口这个布告牌上把大家的照片登出来，就是大家彼此认识。
We put pictures of our members on the hallway there so that we can better recognize, get to know each other.
我们的照片都是把头登出来，对不对？
And all the pictures are pictures of faces.
假如我们把手，把姜的手登出来，你怎么会认识他？
If we would show everyone's hands, how would you be able to recognize?
这里是告诉我们，我们在教会里面应当彰显耶稣基督。应当高举耶稣基督。
So in the same way, in a church, how does a church look like? The church should look like Christ. Christ should be the representation of the church.
保罗在写这个哥罗西的书信的时候，他提醒他们，耶稣基督是教会的头。
So when Apostle Paul wrote in the book Colossians that Jesus is the head of the church, is very meaningful.
因为当时在哥罗西的教会里面。有一些假的教师，他们传讲一些这个假的道。
Because at that very time when Apostle Paul wrote the letter to the Colossians, There were many false teachers in that church, teaching false doctrines.
我们看第二章第四节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 4.
二章第四节。
Colossians 2, verse 4.
我说这话，免得有人用花言巧语迷惑你们。
I say this in order that no one may delude you with persuasive argument.
这就是指着那些假教师说。
Paul is talking about those false teachers.
他们讲一些似是而非的道理，就是用花言巧语要迷惑基督徒。
They taught false teachings, but they did it with very flowery and persuasive words.
我们再看第八节。
Down to verse 8.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着嫉妒，乃照着人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ.
在哥罗西的教会里面。有一些人有一些似是而非的主张，这是不合真理的。
In the church, the church in Colossians is a church which had false teachers teaching wrong doctrine.
请大家注意我下面讲的一句话。
Please pay attention to the next thing I'm about to say.
有一些在哥罗西教会的人主张，他这么说。
At that time, these false teachers were promoting very wrong teachings.
他们说啊，一切罪恶的事物，它的来源，大家注意啊，一切罪恶的东西，它的来源一定也是罪恶的，这是他们的主张。
One item of their false teaching was that anything that is sinful, their source must also be sinful.
这句话对不对
？Is this true or false?
我们听起来都觉得这个有道理，应当是对的。
And when we hear this phrase that anything sinful must come from something that is sinful, it seems it sounds very good.
可是，他们就借着这一句话，他们产生了一些不合圣经的教导。
So these false teachers, based on this seemingly sound phrase, and produce wrong teachings.
他们说人是罪恶的，对不对
？Then they said.Man is sinful, right?
人是神造的，那么神也是罪恶。
Now man is created by God, so therefore the source of man's creation, God himself, must also have sinned.
你说可怕不可怕？
Let me ask you, what do you think of this?
那么他们又说，人是罪恶的，神是圣洁的，那么人一定不可能是神造的吗？
So then they said that if God is holy and man is sinful, then therefore man cannot possibly bebe from God, be created by God.
这也是违背圣经的，你说可怕不可怕？
This also goes contrary to the teaching of the Bible.
他们也说
They also
神是圣洁的，那么神怎么可能成为一个人来到世界呢？他们不相信耶稣是神来
的，
从神那里来的。
They also said that God, since God is holy, how can God himself, who is holy, come into the sinful world to become a man, which is sinful?
保罗写哥罗西书就要向他们证明他们是错的。
And the purpose Apostle Paul had for writing this letter was to prove that these false teachers are wrong.
他们另外还有一些主张也是不合圣经的。
They also had other false teachings in the church of Colossus.
他们说人罪恶太大了，人不可能得到神的怜悯。
Since man's sin is too great, the sin of man is so great,that God cannot possibly overcome man's sin.
假如你想要得救啊，你一定要做很多好事情，你一定要刻苦自己，苦修，苦练，苦练，将来可能可以得救。
So therefore, if you want to be saved, you got to work hard, and you have to sweat, and really beat yourself, and maybe, and just maybe at the end, God just might let you into heaven.
保罗写哥罗西书也是要告诉这些人，你们是错的。
And so Apostle Paul wrote this letter to tell them that this is wrong teaching.
我们看这个第一章第十二节。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 12.
哥罗西一章十二节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 12.
又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。注意啊，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。 我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。这里讲到神救我们，讲到神差遣耶稣基督为我们流血，我们罪得到赦免。
Colossians 1 verse 12 says, Give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. For he delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Because of the blood that Jesus shed on our behalf, we are able to be saved.
这里讲到一个人得救之路，不是靠着自己做好事苦修，乃是信靠耶稣基督和他十字架的救恩。
These three verses very clearly teach us that a man is saved not based on the works or the efforts that he put out, but simply based on the substitution of Jesus Christ and paying our debts.
我们再看第十五节
，verse 15。
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。这一节圣经讲到爱子是指着神的爱子耶稣基督说的，他说爱子是那不能看见之神的像。我们看不见神，可是我们看见耶稣基督，耶稣是神的像，就是表示耶稣基督是从天上来的，他是代表神的。
Verse 15 says, And he, Jesus himself, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Jesus himself is the visible manifestation of the invisible God. So Jesus is God himself, and he did come into our world.
那些假师父说人不是神创造的，保罗怎么说呢？
And those false teachers said that man was not created by God. What did Apostle Paul say?
16 节。
Verse 16。
这一节圣经讲到神的创造
Talking about the creation, the creativity of God.
讲到神创造万有，也包括人在内
Talking about God created all things, including man.
十六节
Verse 16.
因为万有都是靠他造的，这个他是耶稣基督，无论是天上的地上的，能看见的不能看见的，或是有位的主治的执政的掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造。
For in him all things were created, him is Jesus himself, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominion or rulers or authority, all things have been created through him and for him.
这一节圣经讲得非常清楚，人是神创造的。
Very clearly, this verse says that man was created by God.
这个整个的创造跟耶稣基督有非常密切的关系。
The entire creation has a very intimate relationship with the person of Jesus Christ.
这里用三个不同的说法。
This verse used three different ways of saying this.
万物的都是靠着他造的，都是借着他造的，都是为他造的。In him, through him, and for him.
Verse 16, the creation was in him, through him, and for him.
我们再看十七节、十八节。
Verse 17 and 18.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复活的，使他可以在凡事上居首。
Verse 17, And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself might come to have first place in everything.
今天当我结束的时候，盼望我们大家都记得这一句话，耶稣基督是教会的头。
As I conclude this morning, please remember this one phrase, that Jesus Christ, he is the head of our church.
耶稣基督应当是你家里的头。
And he should be the head of your family.
耶稣基督应当是你的头。
Jesus should be the head of your life.
我们应当在凡事上让耶稣基督居首。
We need to, in all things, in all areas of our life, to let Jesus have first place.
谢谢。
Thank you.